This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden has labeled Israel's approach to its war with Hamas as a mistake. VOA's Anita Powell now with more news on this from the White House.
The White House says that Israel is ready for a ceasefire after 6 months of brutal fighting, but that Hamas leadership is unwilling to meet Israel's terms and release some of the hostages seized during the October 7th attack on Israel, which provoked an Israeli military campaign that has flattened much of Gaza. Jake Sullivan is National Security Advisor of the United States.
There could be a ceasefire in place today that would extend for several weeks to be built upon longer if Hamas would be prepared to release some of those people. So let's train the attention where it belongs, which is that the world should say at this moment to Hamas, it's time. Let's go. Let's get that ceasefire. We're ready.
Family members of some of the American hostages met with White House officials Tuesday to press for their return. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's foreign minister has threatened that its country's forces would strike Iran directly if the Islamic Republic launched an attack from its territory against Israel. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Wednesday's remarks come after Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, reiterated a promise to retaliate against Israel over the attack on its consulate in Damascus earlier this month. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the strike that leveled the building, killing 12 people. Israel has not acknowledged its involvement. The strike killed 7 Iranian Revolutionary Guard members, 4 Syrians, and a Hezbollah militia member. Khamenei spoke at a prayer ceremony celebrating the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, saying the airstrike was wrongdoing and akin to an attack on Iranian territory. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And the U.S. has agreed to sell $138 million worth of urgently needed military equipment to Ukraine. This is VOA News. Some headlines from around the world now. EU lawmakers on Wednesday will vote on a vast reform of the bloc's asylum policies that will harden border procedures for irregular arrivals and require all member countries to pitch in. The top court in the U.S. state of Arizona rules a 160-year-old near-total ban on abortion is enforceable, thrusting the issue to the top of the agenda in a key U.S. presidential election swing state. Ex-owner Elon Musk is under investigation in Brazil after accusing a Supreme Court judge of censoring social networks, calling him a dictator, and vowing to disobey rulings blocking users found to be spreading disinformation. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a fire which has raged through a 16-story building in Hong Kong.
A fire in a large, mostly residential building, the New Lucky House in Hong Kong, has killed at least 5 people and left dozens injured. The authorities say firefighters had rushed to the scene after receiving a call about a fire at 7:53 a.m. local time. The blaze was extinguished later in the morning, but police say people inside the building were still calling for help. Local media, including the South China Morning Post, reported the fire had started at a gym on the first floor, but officials say more investigations needed into the cause. The New Lucky House has 200 units and was built in 1964. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Greece say the government is planning to unveil new measures next month to boost lagging birth rates. The country's fertility rate is one of the lowest in Europe, fueled by its debt crisis, austerity, and shifting attitudes. Still, even those behind the fresh plans doubt they can reverse the trend. Reuters' Christy Kilburn has more.
Much of Europe is struggling with tumbling birth rates that experts say will threaten long-term economic well-being. And Greece is a stark example of how hard it will be to reverse the trend. Its prime minister has called the problem a ticking time bomb. Christos says he wanted a sibling for Nicholas before the debt crisis hit last decade.
You want to have a second child, but to have a second child, more money must come into the house. To have a family these days, you need to become a hero.
Greece has one of the lowest fertility rates in all of Europe.
That was Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. And money sent home by migrants in the United States to Central America has risen to record levels. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.